So, as Pam said, with summer apparently on the way, although there's little evidence of that in the forecast for today, now's a great time to maybe try something different outdoors yourself. And next weekend, bowls clubs across the county of Kent are going to be opening their doors to those who've never tried the sport before. Here in Kent, nearly all major towns will be holding events, and Commonwealth Games gold medalist Sian Connor joined us from Whitstable a while back, encouraging us all to take part. So I caught up with Sian to ask if bowls is indeed a game for everyone.
It is absolutely a game for everybody. Of all the sports, I think it's probably one of the most inclusive. I started playing at the age of 7 with my grandparents. I can't think of many other sports or activities that you can play alongside your grandparents. It's suitable for able-bodied and disabled people, people of any age, background, ability. Everybody is welcome. It is such a good sport to get into.
So are clubs looking for the next wave of players to take up the sport?
Absolutely. So the bank holiday weekend at the end of May, Bowls England have got a national initiative going called the Big Bowls Weekend. Lots of clubs around the country have signed up. My own club, which is Appleyard Bowls Club in Sittingbourne, is doing something on the 30th, which is the Sunday. And anyone that's thinking about having a go at bowls, that weekend it would be a really, really good time to get involved, find your local club and get down there and try it out.
And what do you need to start?
Very little. And bowls is very, very cheap to play. Memberships aren't expensive. Bar prices are very reasonable. Get a pint or a glass of wine afterwards for a lot less than you would do at the pub. On the open days, all you need is to turn up in a pair of trainers. It's really casual. Bowls is not what people think it is. I'd like to really impress that point. It's long gone are the days of sort of the grey skirts and the grey shoes. We're a lot more casual. We're very approachable. And at those clubs waiting for people will be bowls and equipment, and all they really need to worry about is turning up and having a good time.
Is it a tough sport to master? I can see how it would be addictive.
Yes, very easy to learn, very, very difficult to master. And that's what people say when they go on. You think it's going to be easy. It certainly looks easy. And then you get on and you realise that you can't get as close to the jack, which is the little white or yellow ball, as you think you're going to be able to. And I think it's just the natural instinct, especially if you're competitive, say, oh, give me another go, I want to try again. And then if you have someone doing that and saying those things, then they're hooked.
And what would your advice be to beginners who haven't played much before?
I would say general advice would be to keep an open mind. As I say, we're a friendly bunch. It's a very sociable game. It can be played at any level. And from the actual sort of technical side, I think it's try not to get too frustrated, particularly outdoors when there are so many variables. It's just keep things simple would be my top bit of advice.
And did you say it was your grandparents who, you know, instilled a love of the sport for you?
Yeah, so they're both no longer with us, sadly. But when I was younger, my parents used to work on a Saturday morning. So my grandparents were heavily involved with their local club. And they'd take my sister and I along when they used to set up for a match. So we were around a bowls green from quite a young age. We had the little carpet bowls that we used to play in the garden for money. With them, and I guess it was sort of only a matter of time really before we progressed and asked to have a go ourselves, and that's what we did. And like I say, I was only 7, so a little while ago now, I have to say.
But it's taken you, hasn't it, to the medals podium at 3 Commonwealth Games already. Are you looking forward to Birmingham next year?
I'm not selected yet, so I'm in the squad. There's 8 women and the team will be 5. So obviously 3 people are going to be bitterly disappointed. I've been so lucky with the opportunities that I've been afforded with. I have travelled all over the world. I've made some incredible friends. I met my husband playing bowls. The couple of the bridesmaids at my wedding I met through bowls. And yeah, just really amazing experiences. And yeah, there's nothing quite like winning a medal at a Commonwealth Games. So I know that I am so, so lucky.
And what's it like playing against the best in the world?
Well, that's what I aspire to. I've obviously, you know, I started off and played for my club and then my county, and then I got selected for England, which was amazing. And yeah, I've worked my way up. So there's nothing better than playing the sport that you love and are passionate about in the best place in the world against the best opposition. That's the pinnacle of sport if you play at a high standard.
And with bowls established now at the Commonwealth Games, do you think it's just really a matter of time before we see it at the Olympics?
Well, bowls is a core sport in the Commonwealth Games, but sort of people don't necessarily realise that there are lots and lots of different criteria for a sport to be involved in the Olympics. I would certainly like to see it. I don't think it'll be while I'm playing, but I would really love to see it featured in Olympic Games. It's a great sport. It would be a brilliant addition to the Games.
So how do we find out more about joining in for the Big Bowls weekend, which, as we say, starts next Friday and runs over the bank holiday weekend?
Okay, so local people, there will be days happening all around Kent on various days over the weekend, but the best thing to do would be to go to the Bowls England website. If you just Google Bowls England, and that's the hub for all the information, and they will have a list of your local club and you'll be able to find out exactly what's happening and when.
There are Commonwealth gold medalist Siân Honour from Whitstable there. This is BBC Radio Kent. 3 minutes to 8, we'll get the news for you next.